Yes. Speaking today with U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, and Mr. Secretary, first of all, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell me a little bit about what you hope to accomplish in your visit to Springfield today.
Well, Don, I try and get outside the Beltway, outside of Washington, as often as I can, to talk to real Americans, to taxpayers and to workers and to small business people and people who make the economy go. And today we're going to be going to the Loren Cook Company, which is an example of a very forward-looking, progressive company in your community that's become a real leader in its field. And we're going to be over there talking to the employees and talking to the management team. And I want to hear from them what's on their mind with respect to the health care costs and frivolous lawsuits, and do they support the president's measures to make the economy grow faster through tax reductions, and are they seeing the results of it, and are they hiring? Those are the sorts of questions, you know, that it's important to talk to people who are out making America go to see whether these policies that we think are working are doing what we expect them to do.
And I know that that you and a number of other people we've talked with feel very strongly about the president's efforts to strengthen the economy and create jobs. I know that you guys have some numbers that indicate that, you know, we've overcome a recession and seen 11 straight months of job creation.
Exactly. The president inherited a tough economy. He inherited an economy in a steep decline with a stock market bubble, and then, of course, the 9/11 and the Homeland Security issues and so on, the corporate scandals. And the president recognized that given these body blows to the economy, it was important to give the economy some oxygen. And he's done that with his tax reductions. And because of those tax reductions, we can see the American economy now growing and expanding at a good pace, not as fast as we'd like, but, boy, an awful lot better than it would be if the president hadn't acted.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that next, Mr. Secretary. The national unemployment rate declined to 5.5% in July. I know that that's something that's looking good as far as the unemployment rate. Is there anything out there that is concerning you maybe a little bit about the economy that's not where you'd like for it to be right now?
Don, the thing that is most concerning are these extraordinarily high oil prices. They underscore the need for us to pass the president's energy bill, to make ourselves less dependent on uncertain energy supplies from the rest of the world. These energy costs that we're seeing today for our businesses and for consumers when they go to the gas station and to the pumps are acting like a tax. They're taking money out of the economy, and people aren't buying as many other things as they would otherwise. It's created some headwinds for an otherwise very strong economy, and it's awfully important when the Congress comes back that they get busy and enact the energy plan that the president sent to them. It would put us in a much stronger position.
Also today, Secretary Snow, you're going to be discussing the administration's efforts to control health care costs, reduce frivolous lawsuits. Kind of touch on some of those aspects quickly for us.
Well, the economy is hurt by things like frivolous lawsuits. It's hurt by rising health care costs, and there's a connection there between rising health care costs and frivolous lawsuits, because frivolous lawsuits against doctors and nurses and health care providers are driving health care providers out of the field. They're shrinking the supply of OBGYN physicians, and they're leading physicians to practice what's called defensive medicine, where to protect themselves against liability, they prescribe more tests and more procedures. And that's driving up health care costs. And you can't talk to a businessman in America or a worker in America who isn't worried about health care costs and health insurance premiums. It's awfully important that we go at the root problem here, starting with reining in these frivolous lawsuits, and then moving down the road to rein in health care costs themselves through better health care practices, through some initiatives that the administration has put forward that allow people to take more control over their own health care costs through health savings accounts, tax-advantaged accounts that allow people to build up monies tax-free to use for spending on health care, empowering them to make more choices.
Finally, wanted to ask you one other question, Secretary. So we've heard a lot of discussion about of terrorism over the last few years, and it affects all aspects of us, including the economy. We've heard a lot of talk recently about some of the security measures that have had to be put into place in our financial marketplaces, for example, in New York City, with the threat of terrorism and so forth. Are you happy with the way that the response has been to that? And talk with me a little bit about that aspect and keeping our financial institutions and our financial hubs of our country safe.
You put your finger on a very important issue here. The terrorists' intent is to destabilize America and to destroy what we're all about. And it's no accident that those 9/11 attacks were on the symbols of America's commercial and financial success, the Twin Towers. We had clear evidence that the terrorists were targeting again the financial markets, and it was critically important that we give an alert to the financial markets. At the same time, we're not going to be cowed and we're not going to be intimidated. I was so proud of people up on the New York Stock Exchange and those markets, because the Monday after that announcement, more people showed up to work in those institutions than on any Monday in August in the history of the country. So, sure, we have to confront this issue. We have to be alert to it. But we also have to lead our lives as Americans and enjoy the freedoms that we're blessed to have.
Again, Secretary Snow, we appreciate the visit today. Welcome to Springfield. Hope you enjoy your stay here and your visit with the folks over at the Lauren Cook Company.
Hey, thank you very much, Don. Great being on.